Boys and girls, it's nearly Christmas, isn't it? Are you getting excited? Yes, only a week to go of school, is it? Maybe a week and a half for some of you. 2 weeks till Christmas morning. Who can tell me what their favourite bit of Christmas is? Who would be like to put their hand up and maybe tell me? Yes, Queen? Opening your presents. Wow, who else likes to open presents? Yes, that's great, isn't it? What time do you normally get up? Early in the morning, no time, okay. What else do we like about Christmas? Yes, Georgia? I don't know what that means. Candy canes, right, yes. Well, candy canes, they're good, aren't they? It's nice to have sweets. Maybe we get other sweets as well as candy canes. What do you think, Christopher? When you count down to Christmas. Do you remember what that's called when you count down to Christmas and you open the doors? An advent calendar, that's good, isn't it? And sometimes we might have a little bit of chocolate behind the door. Anything else? What do you like about Christmas? Yes, Rosie. Christmas dinner. Do you know what? That's my favourite bit of Christmas as well. It is Christmas dinner. I like the little sausages and bacon, and I like Christmas pudding even better. Christmas dinner, that's good. What do you think? Going to sleep on Christmas Eve, that's exciting. Yes, going to sleep on Christmas Eve and Santa coming down the chimney on Christmas morning giving you presents. Well, do you know what? Santa's been early to Welbeck Road Church this year. Isn't that great? And he's left this sack of presents, not just a stocking, but a big sack. Who has a stocking? Who has a sack? Oh, who has a pillowcase? Yes? Oh, well, I seem to remember we might have had a pillowcase when I was little. Stockings are a bit small, really, aren't they? But this is a sack. I've got Santa coming down the chimney. Now, I might need some help to see what's in this bag. Now, let me have a look. Let's see what I can find in here that might be good to open early on, not quite Christmas, but certainly near to Christmas. Ooh, there's a lot of parcels in here. Let me see. Who would like to come and open this one? Right, let's have... Yes, you open this one, and you open it and tell everyone what you think it is. See if you'd like this present. Meanwhile, we'll get someone to open another one. We can have someone else on this side open one. You can open that one. Right, what else have I got in here? Is this one here? Right, who else would like to open one? We'll have Elisha. Should be enough to, we've got about 10 presents, I think, in here. We'll do a few at a time, then we're going to talk about them, okay? And then we'll, right, you come and stand at the front and show all the mums and dads what you've got. What's that? Is that useful for you, that Rosie?
No.
What is it?
It's something that a baby would use.
We'll give it a shake, it rattles a bit. Maybe the teeth on that. Right, so we've got a baby's rattle thing. What else have we got over here? Have you opened that one yet? Maybe Sharon will give you a hand. What, you come out here and show all the other people what you've found in your parcel. You got some chocolate coins. What colour are they?
Yellow.
What's another word?
Gold.
That's right. So we've got some gold coins. Okay, you can go and sit down. We've got some gold coins. We've got a rattle. And what have you got? It's a candy cane. That's what Georgia was telling us about, wasn't it? A candy cane. Well, it's Christmas, and isn't it great to be able to open presents? But what we have to remember, and this is what you've been helping us to remember this morning, boys and girls, is that Christmas, well, it's more than just about presents and turkey, isn't it? It's about the baby, okay? The baby Jesus in the manger. It's about the shepherds who were on the hillside, that the angels came and spoke to them about the baby. And it's about the wise men who came with the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh to worship the baby. Because often, boys and girls, well, we sometimes forget about the Lord Jesus Christ at Christmas. Perhaps we don't even think about the word Christmas, and we miss Christ off the front. And sometimes people put X instead, don't they? Well, that's sad. We want to put Christmas because Christ is at the heart of Christmas. That's why we have it. We remember the baby who was born in a manger in Bethlehem. We remember the shepherds who came to worship the Jesus, and we remember the wise men who traveled all that way because they knew here was someone special. Well, let's see what else is in the sack that Santa might have brought this year. Let's have a look. Who would like to open this one? On the side, you might have seen a little bit of chocolate. You can keep that. You open that one. You're desperate to open one, aren't you, son? There you go. Right. Oh, right. Has it fallen off in the bag? Oh, because I know you can't really keep the other presents because there you are. It's fallen off. Okay, what else have we got in here? Right. You boys there, you open that. Right, let's see what we've got. You come out when you've opened it. Come on, Harry. What's that you've got? What's this? You don't know what this is? Well, it's when you go on an aeroplane, and it's called a blindfold, so you can go to sleep, and when it's light, you can pretend it's in the dark. Yeah? Like this. Should I put it on? Like that. Can you see anything? You can see there. Oh, it's not a very good blindfold, is it? So we've got a blindfold, and what else have you? Come out and bring this to the front. Yes, you can eat that now. You go and sit down and enjoy eating that while you listen. What's that you've got? Shine it down there so everyone can see. It's a torch. This is not just any torch. This is a special torch. You know this torch doesn't need any batteries. It's a wind-up torch. You can do that. Isn't that amazing? Wouldn't you like one of those? Yes, excellent. Right, you go and sit down. Okay. Well, what can we learn from this? We've got something that makes it very dark, and we've got something that makes it very light. You know, the Bible says that at the time when Jesus was born, the people were wandering around in darkness, it says. They didn't really know what was supposed to be happening. God hadn't spoken for a long time. And, well, they were without direction. It was like they were wandering around in the dark. You know what it's like when you wake up in the middle of the night and it's pitch black and you wish it was the morning. And the Bible describes the time when Jesus was born as being like darkness. Well, the Bible then says that the people walking in darkness, they'd seen a great light. Okay? A great light. And the great light was the news that Jesus had been born. And you might say, well, that's similar to what's happening today. There are lots of people, perhaps, who don't really know what life is all about. They're groping around as if they're in the dark. They don't really know where to go, what to do, what life is really all about. There are lots of sad things that happen, aren't there, in our world? It's a bit like being in the dark. There are sad things. People die, that's sad. And at Christmas time, we miss our loved ones who are not here anymore. People do some horrible things, don't they? Maybe at school you see people being nasty and bullying people. Maybe people answer back to their teachers. Maybe people are rude and people are horrible. And in the world, mums and dads might have seen lots of things going wrong. What's happening? But the Lord Jesus Christ and the message of Christmas offers us hope. Hope in the darkness and the light of the Lord Jesus Christ that comes into the darkness to give us hope for the future. Well, let's think about something else that we might consider at Christmas time. Who would like to come and open our next present? Let's see where we're at here. Right. Got to find the right one. Here we go. Who would like to open this one? Yes, you haven't opened one. Oh, sorry. We've got someone sitting back further. Right, be quick about this one, Matthias, because it's just one here this time. So we have to think about why it is that the Lord Jesus Christ and the message of Christmas gives us hope for the future, light in the darkness. Right, you come out, and what do you think that is you've got here?
A crown.
A crown, right. Would you like to put it on? How does this work, Sharon? Okay. Right, fix that, Emily. Well done. We'll get Matthias to put his crown on. Okay. Would you like to be a king one day? You would. Oh, right. We'll see if we can arrange that. Right, we pop this crown on. Right, well done. Thank you very much. Right, there's a crown. Well done. Oh, you're doing well there holding that. Now, why have we got a crown on Matthias's head? Well, because, who are you going to tell me? Yes? Quickly? Yes? Yes, Joshua? Jesus is the king. That's a very good answer. Right, you can go and sit down now. Okay, you can keep that on if you want to. Jesus wasn't just any old baby, was he? The Bible says that he was a special king who had come. He was the king of the Jews, but he would be the king of the whole world. But he wasn't going to be a king like other kings. There are lots of kings of the world. There are presidents. There are prime ministers. But really, they don't always get it right, do they? They might make decisions which are strange. They might let us down. We might have lots of hopes for them when things change. But ultimately, they fail. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ is like no other king. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But you know, he ruled in a very different way to the kings of this world. He ruled as a servant. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ was the servant king, that he came to serve, not to be served. Yes, he is the King of Kings. And one day, all of us will have to bow to him, because one day this king will return, not as a baby, but as the judge of all the earth. Well, are we ready to meet the King of Kings? Jesus was the king. The wise men, they traveled great distances from the east to come and worship this king. Well, do you know Jesus as your king this morning? Well, let's have a look at what else we might have in the sack. Let's have a look at this one. Where are we up to here? I think, Amy, you need to, before you burst out of your skin, you come out and open this one. Okay, come to the kids. You have to stay at the front. Another one here. I've had someone from that side. You've opened one, Christopher, haven't you? No? Okay, here you go. Right, quickly. Right, I need Christopher's first. Right, come to the front and put this on. Put it on like a jacket. There you go. Right. Now then, do you know what this is?
It's called the flag when you go to work.
That's right, so people can see you, isn't it? It's called a high-vis vest. Now you stand there so people can see. All right? And so people can see you. So when it's dark, the cars shine their headlights on, and maybe you're on your bike, or you're running, or walking, and in the winter, people can see you. Now, what have you got, Amy? It's a nice picture frame. In your house, have you got pictures? Maybe your granny's got a picture of you on her mantelpiece, yeah? So she remember what you look like. What does it say there? It says, Emmanuel, God with us. Okay, you hold that. Now, a high-vis vest is so that people can see us, okay? So we know what people are like. We can see them. Now, the reason the Lord Jesus Christ came was to make God known. Some people might say, well, I believe in God if I could see him, if I knew what he was like. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ makes God known. We can see God through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see what he did, we see what he taught, we see the things that he did in terms of the miracles, the parables he told, and we see God in the person of Jesus. And the Bible calls that Emmanuel, God with us. And so just like you might have a picture on your mantelpiece of people that you want to remember, we see God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right, you can go and sit down now. Thank you for your help. God sent the Lord Jesus Christ from the glories of heaven. He gave up all of his riches and splendor and came as a baby to the manger in Bethlehem so that everyone, men and women and boys and girls, would know what God is like. He makes God known. And that's amazing, isn't it? He shows us what God is like, and he shows us how we can know God as our friend. Right, let's have a look. What else have we got in here? Now, I think we're up to this one. Who would like to open this one? Right, Daniela. Right, be quick with that one, please. Come on, rip it hard. I'm sure you're faster opening presents on Christmas morning than this. Quickly, just rip it. People are waiting. They're expectant. Right, come and stand at the front and open it up and put it on. Open it, open it, open it, open it. Right, what's this? It's a non-inflated rubber ring. Right, put it on, hold it, put it on. Right, there we go. What do might we use a rubber ring for? Swimming, okay. And if there's a lifeguard at the baths and someone's in trouble, might they use this, do you think, to help them? Yes, so if you go to the swimming baths and maybe you're in trouble, in difficulty in the water, and you need saving, well, maybe the lifeguard will throw a rubber ring in and save you from drowning. Isn't that right? Yes? Okay, right, you can go and sit down. Excellent, well done. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ came not just to show us how to live in a good moral way. The Lord Jesus Christ was light in the darkness because he dealt with the problem that creates the darkness. That's the problem that the Bible calls sin. It's the things in our hearts that we do that are not the things that God wants us to do. And well, the Lord Jesus Christ came as a savior to deal with that problem of sin and to save us from our sins if we trust in him. The word Jesus, the name Jesus, means savior. And when the angel came to Joseph, he said, "You shall call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins." You see, sin is a big problem, but God, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, has sent a Savior. And this is what the Christmas message is pointing us to. Well, one final present to open this morning. And here it is at the bottom of the basket. Come on then. You've already opened one. Oh, well, that's no good, is it? Lily. Okay, you need to be quick with this one as well. Right, come out to the front and show everybody what it is. Would you like to receive this present at Christmas in your stocking? What is it? It's a nail. Oh, that's strange, isn't it? A nail. Why do you think I've got a nail in the packet? Right, you go and sit down. Right, someone who's maybe, think Rosie, what do you think? Right, well done, Rosie. You see, Jesus didn't stay as a baby in the manger, did he? He was the savior of the world, but in order to become a savior, he had to grow into a man and go to the cross. And when Jesus went to the cross, they nailed his hands and his feet to the wood, and he hung there. And he did that because he wanted to save men and women and boys and girls from their sins. The Bible says that he hung there in the place of sinners. Sinners like you and me who need saving from their sins now, and particularly saving from their sins in all eternity. The Lord Jesus Christ loves us very much and wants us to put our trust in him. And I wonder whether we've done that, boys and girls and mums and dads. Have we understood the message of Christmas? Yes, God sent Jesus, Emmanuel, to be with us, to show us what God is like. But he sent Jesus to die on the cross, and he hung there in our place if we will trust in him. So Easter might be a strange thing to mention at Christmas, but the two are connected, aren't they? Because the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross to save those that would trust in him. Well, I hope this Christmas you'll look beyond the manger and look to the cross where Jesus ended up. But he didn't stay there on the cross, did he? Because on the third day he rose again. And that's why being a Christian is a tremendous thing, because we follow and we trust in a Savior who is alive and in the world today by his Spirit. So can I encourage you this Christmas to think about your relationship with God? He is holy and we need to be friends with him. But the only way that we can do that is to trust in his Savior, the one who was given at Christmas and the one who died and rose again at Easter. Well, may God bless you this Christmas time. We're going to sing our final carol, which is O Come All Ye Faithful.